I'm now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Rob.
Afternoon.
Very impressive performance by your team in the Battle of Baltimore, 31-0 victory over Morgan State. As you look back on that game, what impressed you with the way your team played?
That they played a game and won for the first time in 2 years. Honestly, it's probably the greatest day in a long time around here. And it's deeper than a win. There's a lot of gratitude. Made lots of mistakes just like everybody else did in week one, but it's nice to make lots of mistakes with a big win in your back pocket that you can teach from.
How surprised, just building on that, you guys haven't played a game since 2019, to come out and have that kind of performance, did that surprise you? I'm sure it pleased you, but surprise you at all?
Nah, older guys, you know, we have so many older guys. They know how the game's supposed to be played. They know how to practice. And they just been looking forward to the light at the end of the tunnel. And that was it. They got to run out of the tunnel and there was a whole bunch of light. They had fun and moving on to the next week.
First question this morning from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, Chris's play there in the first start was pretty impressive. But what were your thoughts on him? And also too, how did the prospect of him transferring kind of come onto your radar?
Let's see. We'll start with the beginning. In the beginning, he was in the portal. We had spoken to him about coming here last spring, and schematically, we were doing some things that we wanted to see if there was somebody else out there that was more congruent to what we had been doing. That in the end, we just get the right guys and play to their skill sets. And clearly, by his performance on Saturday, he's got a pretty hefty skill set. Don't get me wrong; he wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. He knows that there's a lot of ways for him to get better, but for him to come out of the gates like that.
Rob, talk about the defense. You hold to Morgan to, what, 7 first downs, 142 yards. What impressed you on that side of the ball?
That we just played as 111th, and I know that sounds kind of trite, but if you look at the stats, nobody had any amazing stats.
Right.
Just had great defense, played great team defense, rolled a lot of guys in. A lot of guys played a ton of plays. A lot of guys got experience that they hadn't gotten live games before. And we stayed fresh. We stayed healthy. And then I'll add to it. I mean, the defense coordinator, you know, when you have a 17 play, I don't know, 3-hour drive to start the third quarter, the defense gets all a halftime off and all that time off. They had no choice but to be fresh in the second half. And that clearly made a difference.
You touched a little bit on Chris, but still first game in your system, you know, to be able to run things the way that they ran, both balanced, you know, good passing numbers. Did that, I mean, he's a veteran guy, but did that surprise you at all on that front?
No, I think the staff really did a great job of melding what we're trying to do around the skill set of our kids and just putting our kids in position to be successful. It's really not about what the old scheme was or what the new scheme was or what the combination of the two is. It's just in coaching by guys putting kids in places to be successful.
You said you talked about all the guys you were able to roll in that game. Who are some younger guys that really caught your eye with their opportunity?
Well, you say the younger guys, the entire anybody that never played a game on defense, but I'm looking at this defensive chart and I had one player play 50 plays and I don't think anybody else played more than 19. And when you're only playing 19 plays on defense, yeah, I'd say that's a really, really fresh body of work.
Heading into conference play on Saturday night with a trip to New Hampshire, always a difficult place to play as you've started to take a look at them. What are some of the challenges they present?
Exceptional defense, impressive offense, always good on special teams, and very well coached. Those two interior players might be the two best interior players we've seen in a long time. I mean, that's really, really, really impressive. And it would be okay and doable and really wouldn't bother me if they didn't have any back-end players that were any good, but they just got all Americans on the back end. So we'll have our hands full. Let's put it this way. I would rather go up there and do this in September than do it in late November.
Understandable. Brent Edwards really made his first full game appearance at quarterback for them. Played pretty well, 3 touchdowns. What challenges does he present and what, were you impressed with him with the limited amount of time that he's had?
clear. He's an exceptional player. He's grown incredibly fast. He's been thrown to the fire twice, and is in what is it? Necessity is the mother of invention, or yeah, something like that. And he needed to grow up really fast and get play to his potential really fast. He's smart. He's smart with the football now, and he runs that offense. You can tell whether he's probably had more reps than anybody else, even though he wasn't the starter. And they worked for him. He runs that the other 10 guys like he's been doing this for a couple of years. So whatever they thought they were missing a beat, they're not.
You talked about, despite the numbers, some of the mistakes that you saw, like all the coaches did in week one. What's the biggest thing that you guys are going to need to do better from week one to week two at New Hampshire this week?
There are mistakes that come from technique and being relatively overmatched that only time helps you fix. But the mistakes that you know that are just dumb mistakes, like non-focus mistakes. This is way too good of a football team to miss, to not be focused for a play because they're going to make you pay for it.
All right, Rob. Thanks as always for the time this morning, and safe travels to New Hampshire, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.